Shami Truma Staf Ches. Mishnah discusses about a katan. So we said, what's the share of a katan? Where we say halach is that trumas of truma. So we Mishnah gave two or three different gedarim or things that determine what the status of a katan is. So we had the Yehuda says you need to stay syros. Yossi says it's to be before the equins the age of the darim. It's not good later when it is good. So the Gemara, two different shittas the Mishnah brings, and the Gemara brings down a shita Rav Meir as well. Tanya Rav Meir. The other man draws a truma, a katan, a truma, a katan took truma. It's never a good truma. Until he brings two syros. Two syros is a sign of godless. And if this disagrees both with Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. And therefore, it's the halacha is when the Mishnah says five people can't take truma and katan is one of them. That's Rav Meir Shita, obviously, who says a katan is possible to take truma, and unless on the yesterday source, he's no longer a katan; he's now a gadol. That's the only time he'll be able to go ahead and separate ali medievet. It will not be good. That is the machlokes between the tanoim as to the share of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is our Mishnah that says a katan cannot. Stam katan would be in shita of Rav Meir. Zok to Gemara. What's pshat in Rav Meir? Where does Rav Meir get his halakha from? What's the basis of Rav Meir's shita? So the Gemara says, "Lut in halakha." The Mishnah's Gemara says, "Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav Eloi." Who says the name of Rav Eloi? Who says the name of Rav Eloi? Gemara quotes a pasuk. Gemara says that we have in a pasuk in the thing which we see that we take out the girsa. The Rosh Mishloah take out this girsa and refers it to later on the Gemara. So the Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav Eloi. It said you can go ahead. You go, a person should not go ahead when you separate the thing. You should not have no sin because if you separate the Torah talks about the operation, the obligation of a Levium to separate Trumas Meiser. And Mela, if he doesn't do it, he gets an Avera. So he doesn't separate the right thing as best as he can. He's over an Avera. So make sure you do it so you don't carry a chet. That means someone who's subject to halacha of who's a chet, who is the age of getting chet, getting punished. But gadol, he's able to get it. He doesn't do separation properly. He gets punished. So therefore, those are the ones who are able to carry the chet, which means the age to be able to carry the chet. That's the ones who separate truma. Those who are not able to carry a chet because they're not, they're katan, they can't take truma to begin with. So therefore, since a katan is not a din of Nesias Chovon, doesn't carry chet, he's not responsible, he's bar own shin. So Amela, therefore, he doesn't violate a mitzvah, he's not over any yisr. Therefore, Sri Lafuke Katan, Katan's excluded. That's the chayr, the tam, Rav Meir, why he has to be a stesaurus, you have to be a gadol. Zok de Gemara, Hativon, the others, what are those other tanaim would say that a katan can? What do they hold? What do they do with the pasik? Zok de Gemara, Hativon, according to those, they'll say, Are goy? The case of a goy? Hey, no Nesias Chovon, he's not Nesias Chovon, yet Torah, Allah, if he takes Truma, it's considered good. So you see that, you know, there you say, he's not Nesias Chovon. A goy doesn't have any, he doesn't take Truma, he's not, he doesn't get an Avera. But if he does take Truma, it's, from his produce, it's considered Truma, so Truma. But why should it be that way? If the Kisaron, if the others say, you are may want to learn out the Pusk Nesias Chovon, is the Allah, because he can take Truma, and if you're not, you're not in the Parsha, but a guy's not in the parasha, yet the look is he can take truma. So you see, it does work. So if you see, even someone who doesn't have the category of the CSO should be good. So therefore, Kotan should be able to go ahead and go. Why do you pato a coin? That's what the other Tanoim, the skewed Rav Meir, say Kotan again. That's the basis of what they would argue with Rav Meir about. So the Chaira, if that's good kasha, so where does Rav Meir, what's Pshat Rav Meir? May has to explain what's the source, and maybe he has a different source. The Gemara could be able to get a different source. Next one, look, Truma, you should go ahead and make a truma, you should make a cheshmut with your truma. But Nechsha means you should go ahead and make a thought. You should think through the truma, make sure you do it properly, the proper kavana, the machshava. You should have the proper kavana. To make sure you do the proper amount and the proper know it's what are you doing, exactly what you're separating. That's a kavana machshava term. That's what Torah says. Thought is considered machshava term. That's where it goes ahead can separate truma. Eshein kaz machshava. We a person who doesn't have machshava. A person who does not have a din of machshava. A cut doesn't have a bar machshava, and it doesn't. Separate truma l'chayv from that pasuk. You see, since a katan eino not considered his thought is machshava is not a really machshava. It's an immature machshava. It's not a thought out developed machshava. Mele. Therefore, if from that pasuk, that's where a may would hold a katan excluded, and the would be excluded from here. And therefore, it would be that's where the source of where a mayor holds that a katan is not able to take truma until he brings shtei sairos. Based upon this svara, so at the Gemara, okay, that's a svara mayor. That's based on that pasuk. What are those who argued a mayor? What did they do with the pasuk? What do they do with the pasuk of next shavdam l'truma? The drasha a mayor has. My dear, go ahead. Machshava. God doesn't have any machshava. Yeah, but he doesn't consider his machshava machshava. Yet when he learns halachas, he goyim ain't the machshava. Goyim don't have any machshava. So if the goyim ain't machshava, the halachas they can take truma. Why can they take truma? If they can take truma, it must be that there's a legal precedent to be able to take truma. So the question is, vice versa, that can't be the tamsa. That's why they argue with Rameyer. You want to argue that those they will hold Rameyer? Can you can? Even though the goyim has a machshava, halachas it applies. So it applies. You see that in Akanami that it works by a katan should be able to take machshava, should be able to do it. I said, no, it's no right either. Why? Tamal Akshir. That we said, Alokal Mikitin Lakabi Makshir Tumma. That you have to have Makshava. But Truma itself, there's no Dim Makshava. No, Makshava doesn't have a factor. By Truma, we know Truma, Makshava is, well, yeah, it got wet. If you had Makshava, as you got wet, you want to get wet, to the Makshava makes a Tame. It's Makshir Lakabal Tumma. So Makshava there makes a difference. That's where you have Alokal Makshava makes a difference. But by Truma, doesn't make a difference. Katan Gadol doesn't make a difference because that's not totally by Makshava. It's Duma of separation. I mean, therefore, even out there, it should be considered good. A katan should be able to do that. So that they would say that therefore the pasuk is not nogeya to the pasha of truma because it doesn't require machshava dika tum. It's not only by tum and tyra is he a machshava dika halacha. Otherwise, it should be no din. It should be not pasul, and therefore, it should be able to be considered a katan should be able to take truma. So the chayra we see. Machlokes and Aloka, whether a katan can or not. Meir says it has to be shtei saros. Yosef says, no, he no longer be able to go ahead and make a neder. He'd be able to go ahead and understand what a neder is. He'd be able to go separate truma. What's the machlokes? How does it apply to other cases? Will we find this Aloka, this machlokes of a neder or not? According to a Meir, who says that a katan cannot make truma until he's a godless, he has shtei saros, and a makish. Yosef can't go be makish either. Because if you can't make truma, you shouldn't be able to make hekdesh either. Same halacha is also a neder, and neder doesn't apply. We don't make you can't take it. You're a katan. But let me lo emma. Or I've got to not say very simply. Let me say very simply. The one who says that a katan can do it could also go ahead and do mekadesh. Mekadesh an animal. So why say negatively? Let the gemara say the other way around. Let's have a kind of say. If I cared. Whoever is Misuera says Torah Makdish is able to go take Truma as well. Could also give me Makdish as well. Could also make him a Hektish. Because he can do the positive mice. He can do that as well. So that should be the halacha. And my answer, begin Rav Yehuda. Only because Rav Yehuda says differently. Rav Kana didn't want to say it this way because Rav Yehuda's halacha. What does Rav Yehuda say? Torim, he holds halacha is a cotton can be Torim. When he reaches the edge, even though he's not the edge or edge of the Dorim, he can still go ahead. But he ain't a makdish. The halacha is he can't be makdish. So therefore, even though he doesn't have, he has the koyach to be, there's the koyach to go ahead. And to be mafish truma, but doesn't have to go ahead, doesn't have the what do you call it, to be mafish, to make tusha v'tayra, that he can't do. So therefore, to make that differentiation, since he makes a chilah between truma and mafish, between truma and hektish, he wants to go and bring down the halacha. We'll talk about the one, that's why he says it negatively. He says it in such a way to show the one who holds you can't go ahead and take truma, holds you can't go ahead and take hektish either. So therefore, he wants to go ahead and say such a lashon. That's why Kodrav Yossi uses the lashon rather than the straight lashon of a mayor, very simple, enough committee between truma and hektish. So the Gemara says, "V'yochan Ama, I feel man yama enu tarim nukon ma meyer." Who says that you can't be tarim? Halacha magi still be makdish. The third shita. So one holds that you can't a cotton can't be makdish, can't be matrim, can't do make truma either. Another one holds a cotton can go ahead, and you can do both makdish and truma. You may have the shita of V'yochan and says even though you hold that you can't be tarim, a meyer holds you can't be tarim. Meyer would still agree you could go be makdish an animal. He still agrees you can be makdish. Therefore, we do have a halakha from Rameyer. We understand Rameyer's halakha in this case over here. So up to Gemara, that halakha that you want to know about a katan, fake the Gemara Shaila. Well, what's about makdish? What's the halakha of a katan? When Cohen went ahead and was makdish an animal, what's the halakha? Do we say it's good? Oiler shlamim. If it's makdish an olen or shlamim, lovey chatzach, that he could do. Can be makdish a kohen olav shlamim, which is a voluntary nedava. But lavi chatz mekel v'enyakol to bring the katas of the chelav, the katas chelav v'enyakol that he can't do. He no katu chelav because he has no he's no iser. He's a katan. He has no katas chelav. He doesn't have any big katas figure because he's still a katan. He's be potter if he ate it. Has dam enyakol. You know, over the katas dam enyakol. She no dam katas because no katas dam. So Meila, therefore, he's pater from these things because he's a katan. Meila, therefore, should be considered good because these things are currently in place. And katas chelam kainu dam and yachol. Therefore, both of them apply. And jalaka should be able to go ahead, in such a case, and be able to be makdish because of that reason. Zot the Gemara, Machi v'kam in the Ziva. What's the local agabe katan being able to go ahead and make a neder, and neder allows them that the punishment is to bring a carbon for Ziva. A carbon saras, or a carbon for saras. Can he bring that? Can he do that? The fact that each of these cases are choiv, the local is, you can't go ahead and do. A cotton can't do because it's a chov. Chov can't be otzed in the raisa of akrovas carbon. Maybe, or since we say a cotton can go ahead and be metame through any of them, he can be siva taras, he can make a cotton tame, maybe you could go ahead and undo it. You could go ahead and bring their kabanos to make yourself ice tame. So maybe in the Hanami you say you can't do so, a cotton can't normally be makdish, but over here, maybe the local is you can. We allow you to do that because you want to go ahead and be ois matame yourself. Since he's becoming matame, you want to go ahead and cut and made you tame. You have a right to go as a cut and become ois tame. She's a lakashu maybe. Must say, I'm being a raya, push it, that he can go ahead, Taka could bring such a carbon. He got to bring an akanami. Since Lamaisi, he got tumma from going back and taking this truma, he got tame. So may the pshilcha shayavi they were lucky from that. That's how you got be tame from digging this carbon. Then lucky is the tumas kodesh applies to you, and you have to go right in a konami. You have to go back. Maybe you have to go ahead and do whatever you have to do to undo it. You can't take that away. So to my she has a shliach. What about make a shliach? Since you can't go ahead because the katan is an age where the darim can apply. However, he only does part of it. Maybe another person can come along, and maybe another cousin can come along and become a shliach for those kabanos. He could go ahead and join up together with him, do part of the kabanos. Since he's metame through these tumas, he's metame, he also go be makish them as the kabanos as well. Once you become a tumma, and you have a tumas, and therefore you're able to, you're mechuyif to bring a carbon, so you should be able to go ahead and as well metaken yourself through this as well. That's your role. When I say ben shliach, he can also become a shliach for that as well. Or me'akash ein nasa shliach kol advarim. Maybe I'll tell you he's not a shliach for everything. And as a mentioned, he doesn't become a shliach for this either. In certain things he became a shliach for, certain things he didn't. So over here, not a ben shliach. Maybe that's what it means. So Gemara says, no, that would not make sense in halacha to say that a katan is somebody who became a shliach. How could you go ahead and consider making a katan that was working for us as a shliach? The halacha tevel is about Torah. And therefore it's about Torah, and a potter be tevel about Torah. We don't potter tevel about Torah. So therefore, even though there is a allowance for a katan to be makdish, so when I said that's only the gabi din the kedusha, the gabi din tevel, the gabi the din of taking him out of tevel, patching him from tevel, before you become an adult, that is something that requires a separate deal. And after the gemara has a separate question for that, whether this would be a person to be able to go ahead and make an extra limud, an extra diyun, which would have a similar type of a situation with a carbon from the carbon is moved as you moved away the carbon of we set aside in order to be able to, the Kohen became a Tomei, and therefore we didn't have the money to do it, so Bezin laid it out. But Bezin doesn't have the ability to pay for all the Tumah. Well, there's a bidding to pay for every tevel that becomes usher when he becomes a gadol. He can't do that. That won't work, and especially he can't become it. So Gemara says, therefore, Avishu halacha is since they're supposed to be tevel b'tayra, we say Avishu ain't metame ben. Even a cutting to become tamei for them, and as a shliach, that's the chiddush. You would think that maybe the halacha is a tumah don't apply to a cutting, and maybe therefore he can be a shliach to go undo it. But you say if you apply the what do you call it of a. But shliach, you make him that he's already matame. Then now you want to go ahead and make him be shliach to go ahead and to bring karbanos for them. That you can't do. You can't do both. Murray will continue with this tomorrow.